Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host Chris Allen. How you doing? Glad to be back. Off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for tuning in, downloading, streaming, however you listen. I appreciate it. So please help me out. Tell somebody about the podcast. Help me grow this thing. Still seeing this, I can't say spike, but uptick in listens, so I really appreciate it. So thank you so much. So please continue to support me and my little 20-minute podcast. Yeah, I guess I'll jump right in and do my milestone for the week. For those who don't know, I have a 6-year-old son. His name is Miles, and I like to kind of document the things that he's into and things that he's doing. And unfortunately, no update. He's with my parents. He's still loving it. I talked to him the other day. I guess this would be a thing. He wants to live in Rochester. He said he wants to live there forever and never leave. So I guess that's the newest development, and it's really tough. I know my mom wants us to live there and all that kind of stuff, but that's his newest thing, is adding complication to the entire situation by wanting to live in New York in Rochester. So thanks, Miles. Daddy appreciates it. I know my mom probably gets excited every time he says it. It's crazy how somebody so little can control so much. Dude's got no money, no skills, no talents, nothing. And he's just like, yeah, we're going to move back to Rochester. And the thing is, sometimes it's just like, you just do what they say. So, yeah, it's weird when you want your kids happy. But, so that's his thing. He wants to live in Rochester. So we got to figure this whole thing out. Where am I going to be in the next year? Huh? Am I going to be in Texas? Am I going to be in Atlanta, Georgia? Will I be in the New York metropolitan area? Will I still be in Virginia? Will I be in D.C.? I'd have no fucking clue. We'll see what the summer looks like. If anything happens for either one of us, we'll figure it out. Either way, we'll be fine. Last episode I talked about doing a live episode at the Village Underground, and I feel like I didn't really do it enough service. First of all, I gotta say thank you to Mark Norman and Joe List. I guess more Joe, because we were texting a couple weeks ago, and he was like, hey, you should come do a live pod. And I thought he was fucking around. He's like, nah, we'd love to have you. So I immediately bought a ticket and was like, well, if you were fucking around, it's too late because I got a train ticket. I'm coming. But yeah, they were glad to have me, man. And it was a sweet moment. I can't lie. It was a great moment. I mean, just getting off the train and you're in this, what's it, the East Village? Is it? I don't know where the hell I'm at. Or was that the West Village? Either way, you step out. Let me see. I guess that's the... I guess it would be West Village, I guess. Yeah. Look it up. Yeah, it's in the West Village. Sorry. And it just... There's a lot of young people. The people look cool. And you see the Village Underground sign. You walk over to McDougal Street. You see the Comedy Cellar. There's, you know, comics you've seen for years sitting outside talking, smoking cigarettes. I mean, you just see all these. It's just a magical place, man. It just feels so dope to be there. And walking up and giving my name, and they're like, who are you? Chris Allen, on the show. The skepticism, you don't know anybody, they don't know you. You know, you kind of get handled. You know, you're told to stand here, don't stand there, get out the way, don't talk. It's just, I don't know. It just really shows you, like, you have so much more to do and a long way to go. Don't even think about getting a fucking ego. Because no one knows who you are. It doesn't matter how many weekends you did, at Funny Bones, Helium's independent show. No, they don't give a fuck. They don't know you. They don't care what you've done. You haven't done it there. No one knows you. I gotta admit, it's a shitty feeling, but it's a great feeling. Walking in, going down those steps, and you see the stage. It's the fucking Comedy Cellar, man. And you soak it in. There's such pros. It's a well-oiled machine. They're putting phones in the little bags. You know, the crowds are excited. A lot of them are tourists. They're like, oh my God, this is New York. This is a Comedy Cellar. You're thinking Seinfeld, Chris Rock, Chappelle, Quinn, Norton, all these dudes. You know, and just to be able to go up on a stage where all those comics are performed, Patrice O'Neal, it's very... It's a humbling moment. You need to start to think about when you first started. And again, and I know it wasn't a stand-up show, man, but just being on that stage with the mic and just with those dudes just riffing, the crowd is into it. You know, it was just a magical night. And it was great. They said I did great, and it felt good. And I have to try to soak it in and enjoy it. Things more, because I typically like, all right, that was over, it was fun, and I'll leave it alone. But I should, take the time out to talk about it a little bit more. It was fucking fantastic, people. It was great. And it was just Norman said he felt like I worked and I deserved it, and that felt great too. But so that was a beautiful moment for me. And I decided to just address it on this episode a little bit more. But yeah, just to give a little bit more insight and be true to my feelings, and give a little bit more detail, is I felt like it was warranted. You know, I was nervous at first. I got up, my microphone didn't really work, and that was kind of good. So it's like, all right, one of the quote unquote worst things that could happen, you know. The mic didn't work. I had to try to deal with that. And once those nerves were gone, I was good the rest of the show. So luckily, I had a little bit of a difficulty up top to settle me. So it was great. I absolutely loved it. And so right now, I'm actually back in New York. We did our weekend in Rochester. I got back home Sunday, washed clothes, packed up, and got up Monday morning and took the train here. So I've been here for 5 days now. I've been having a great time. Did some shows. I'm comfortable with the subway now. I know what I'm doing. That feels good. That's a huge monkey off my back coming here, because I was just terrified of the subway. You look at that map and you go, there's no way I can figure this out. But you do. And I'm running around. I can meet people wherever they need me to meet them. And I'm learning where the transfers are and all that kind of stuff. And to be honest, it's kind of fun. I can take the R to this and jump on that one. And, you know, this three stops less if I take this route, you know. So, yeah, I'm doing New York. It feels great. Got in Monday. Went down to the Cellar, hung out, got to watch Dave Attell and Jeff Ross do their thing, which is amazing. And Tuesday, I same thing. Went around, saw some shows, hung out at the Cellar. And then Wednesday, New York Comedy Club. I'm on Hot Soup, which is Mark Norman's show. Had a great time there. Very nervous. That was my very first club spot in the city, and I don't know. It's just like it's New York, and I'm from Virginia, and I felt weird as I got closer to showtime. I'm like, all these dumb Virginia country jokes. It's like, why am I getting in my head about that? I don't tell country Virginia jokes, but for some reason I just kind of panicked And I was like, they're not gonna like my stuff. But I go in, I watch the show. No one's doing anything any different. It's like any other show. And I go up, I have a nice 10-minute set. I have fun. And yeah, it was great. Then we ran over to another show. My friend Sarah Armour was putting on quickly. Then we ran over to this place called Better Days, hosted by Sam J and Chris Redd this past week. Both SNL people. It's like a really cool hip show. As I'm walking in there, I like almost bump into Diggy Simmons, which is Rev Run's youngest kid. That was crazy. I was telling my wife the other day, I saw somebody in the subway station. This dude was dressed in some expensive ass shit. This nice bag, like leather bag, this expensive looking jacket, watch, bracelet. And he had like this velvet, surgical mask on. I was like, this has to be a famous person trying to hide their identity. And I sent the picture to my wife, and she was just like, I'm pretty sure that's Jussie Smollett. And she sent me some pictures, and it could be. So I think I saw Jussie Smollett. I'm not sure. But it was just very weird to see somebody dressed that nice and then in that mask. They were definitely, they had shades on, they had a hat on. They were 100% trying to hide their identity. It's just like no one's is that sick and that fucking well-dressed at the same fucking time. But yeah, it's just been, I've been doing it up. I want to get out and see shows and see the city. I'm staying in Brooklyn. I've been getting up every day and walking around for like an hour or so. I ran, I worked out. But I'm also like just trying to relax. I don't really get much time to myself. I feel a little guilty about it, but I'm having a good time. I'm kicking it with my buddy. I'm going out every night. I'm networking. I'm hanging out with people. And this is fucking great, man. This is great. So, and then last night, this was huge for me. I got on the new joke show at the Fat Black Pussycat last night, which is another satellite of the Comedy Store, Comedy Cellar. Seton Smith hosted the show. Andy Haynes was on it. Norman was on it. I just had a great time. I went up. I was nervous. They only gave me 5. I go up. I had have a good set. Yeah, it just felt good. My friend Mia Jackson came out. Sean Murphy came out. We hung out at the cellar table. I got to sit with Keith Robinson and Ronnie Chang. We all just sitting there laughing. Keith just going on about how he don't like Asian people because they be doing too much. They got to do hair, nails, feet, laundry. He's like, he was in South Philly. He was like, they making cheesesteaks. He's like, fuck that. They're doing too much. It's just fun. It felt great just to be sitting there. I was just like, this is what I want to do. Colin Quinn was there. It's his birthday. Nick DiPaolo was there. Artie Fuqua. Leslie Jones came in. Chloe Hilliard. Just all these comedians, all these people doing shit that I want to do. And it's just like, I'm just sitting there chilling, you know? Just talking to people, introducing myself, having a great time. And tonight we start our weekend at Bananas in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey. But it's been a blast. And then to get to perform again at, you know, the Fat Black was great. And I get here and I'm super nervous. Again, I said this before, it's just being the new person. I'm not past, but just being the new guy hanging out, it's just you're the lowest of the low and no one knows who you are. They don't, you know. I'm like, yeah, I'm on this 8:30 show. Of course they post the set, the lineup. I'm not on the lineup, so it looks like I'm lying, because I'm pretty sure people try to get on, because they do so many shows. I'm pretty sure there's always some comment like, oh yeah, Liz said I can get on, or this guy said I can get on. So people are looking skeptical. I gotta run down, find my buddy, like, hey man, I'm not on this list. He has to get a text from the manager, who he tells somebody else running the spot over there to tell Seton that I'm, you know what I mean? It's just so much, and it's just so much going on. Like, I'm going over my notes profusely. I'm like, what am I gonna do? This is new jokes, but I'm not new doing anything new. I gotta bring the heat. I gotta do well. I'm like, yeah, looking at notes, and then after the whole list things get settled, and I know I have like two or three comics, I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. I was just like, why am I pouring over notes? It's 5 minutes. I know two jokes that I definitely want to do. I was just like, you've done this several times. Quite a few. Just be yourself, relax. It's 5 fucking minutes. You have an idea what you want to do. You focus, just have fun. And I went up, and it was fun. I had a good set. I got a good response from people. And yeah, it's a big moment, but I have to tell myself to stop blowing stuff out of proportion in my mind. Just don't get in your head. Yes, for me, this is a huge moment, but this is, you know, their smallest room. And if they just, you know, let me on, there can't be that much pressure. You know, if they let me on without knowing me very well, even though I gotta. But anyway, it's just not that I didn't prepare or I didn't care. It's just I saw myself getting to a point where I was gonna stress myself out to the point where I got in my own head and just really flubbed the set. And I stopped myself and it went well. So, yeah, and then the rest of the night, hung out with the cellar, got to meet a few more comics. We talked about, you know, becoming a new dad and where I'm living, or relationship stuff. You know, it was just nice to have, like, Mia come out, Donnie Sangstack from Baltimore, he came out, Sean Murphy, they came out to stop by to say what's up. So, yeah, it's just nice seeing some familiar faces. They all know what it's like when you first moved here. When you first move here, not knowing anybody, everybody being skeptical about who you are, because so many people move here, or they just claim to be comics and they want to get something out of somebody. But it felt good to have those people come down and support me and hang out, just to kind of put me at ease. And I'm really enjoying this trip to New York, but there's a part of me, I'm ready to go home. You know, I've been running around the last couple of weeks, and I know there's people that's on the road for months and months and months. But yeah, I haven't seen my wife in a while, and it's time to get back to my routine for the next few weeks. Yeah, I'm getting to that point where, like, I'm taking pictures and I'm like, I don't like how I'm looking. So yeah. Oh, let me say this before I get out of here. Look, I used to give people shit. It's just, you know, like, they go, people go to New York and it's just like, why are you eating at fucking McDonald's in New York City? You got you can eat anything. It's like, people live in New York, they eat Domino's and fucking Little Caesars. It's like, y'all claim to have the best pizza in the world, and yet you're still eating Little Caesars and shit, going to chain restaurants. It's like, what are you doing? But you know what? I get it. I fucking get it. I had Popeyes the other day. Look, I walked by some great-looking Peruvian chicken places, Mexican food, a billion Chinese restaurants. But let me tell you something, America. The smell of Popeyes, you recognize it in any melange of smells. It's the reason why those companies make fucking hundreds of millions of dollars every year. Because even when you're walking down a street in New York City, the best food, the best restaurants in the world, Popeyes smells fucking delicious, and it is fucking delicious. So I'm done trashing chains. When it fast food chains. Now, I saw a Red Lobster, Times Square, prime real estate in the city. If you go to a Red Lobster in Times Square in New York City, and you're American, I know I'm being hypocritical. You should be shot on sight. I'm sorry. Sorry. The Red Lobster is not great, but I get, maybe it's for tourists. They come over here, they think Red Lobster is great, but yeah. Fuck that. Red Lobster is shit. Popeyes is dope. That's the moral of the story. Red Lobster bad, Popeyes great. Well, I think that might be it. So there's the show. That's the show. Thanks again for all the support. See you around. Peace.